Coming up this week on the Vacationland Theme Park Podcast. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm a big fat liar. Knott's Berry Farm confirms rumors about a new attraction coming to Calico. A new VR experience is coming to Downtown Disney. And Universal Studios announces a series of 5K fun runs. Two words that, in my opinion, should never go together. Plus, a little bit later on, with Thanksgiving finally here, it's time for our holiday preview. So, loosen your belts and have another helping of pumpkin pie. This week, it's the Vacationland Theme Park Podcast. This is the Vacationland Theme Park Podcast, episode number 26 for the week of September 24th, 2018. Visit our travel partner, Magical Vacation Planner by Caris, for help planning your next vacation getaway to any of the following: Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, and Alani, Universal Studios, Orlando, and Royal Caribbean, Princess, Carnival Cruises, and more. Get your free consultation by visiting Magical Vacation Planner by Caris on Facebook or by visiting magicalvacationplanner.com/staff/Caris-Milano. Well, hello and welcome, everyone, to the Vacationland Theme Park Podcast, a discussion of the latest news, reviews, and history from all of the Southern California theme parks and beyond, brought to you by our team of theme park fans and experts. My name is Chris Ramirez. I am the host and executive producer of the Vacationland Theme Park Podcast, and this week I am joined by associate producer and Knott's Berry Farm reporter, Brandis Strautman. Welcome back, Brandis.
Hello.
Alternate John and Knott's Berry Farm reporter, John Strautman. Hey, John.
Hey.
Flip the page. Universal Studios reporter and Vacationland photographer, Aaron Owens. Hi, Aaron. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
And of course, singer and impresario, mistress of ceremonies, and our SeaWorld San Diego reporter. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
Diane Hobday's here. All right. Well,
why'd she get a better intro than me?
You're our associate producer.
Hers was pretty dynamic.
There was a lot of love in that intro.
Yeah. It even got a special voice.
And you know why? Because Diane's not here on the regular.
Okay.
So like we
well,
have.
I'd like to be. I would like to be here more often. My schedule is kind of screwy.
Yeah, it is. Diane's an actor, and she's very active in the theater community. So. Actors have screwy schedules.
So popular.
Yeah, she's very popular. So we are excited that she's here. So we just want to make sure that she feels welcome when she comes here. Everybody else, I see you guys all the time. All right. So, welcome back, everybody. I know our schedule has been a little bit off. So let me explain the big fat liar portion of the introduction. On our last show, I mentioned that there was not going to be a show the week of Thanksgiving. That was clearly a lie. So this is going to release on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So as you're finishing up your football and as you're driving around doing your Black Friday shopping after Thanksgiving, and quite possibly even as you get into your turkey tryptophan induced coma on Thanksgiving Day, hopefully you'll give us a listen, because we're going to get into some really cool stuff a little bit later on. This is our holiday preview episode, so we're going to be talking about all the things that you have probably at least seen little portions of in the different places coming to the parks for the holiday season, and also some big announcements. So on that note, I want to let everybody know that, and this is a hard set schedule because I'm going to be gone in a couple of weeks. So our schedule towards the end of the year is going to be the week of December the 3rd. Is going to be a pre-recorded show in which Dr. David Marley and I are going to look back on the history of both the Haunted Mansion and the Haunted Mansion Holiday. And so if there's any news breaking during that time period, we're going to discuss it on our show for the week of December 18th, 17th or 18th, that week of Christmas. So we're going to record a show on the 16th and then release it on the 17th. And that will be our final show of the year. And we will be back to begin recording again. We're going to go on our annual, or now annual because it's our second year, our now annual Christmas break until we all come back from holiday festivities in January. So things to look forward to. We got some really neat stuff coming up. And on the Dr. David and I show, we're going to actually be making a special announcement about a new show coming to the Vacationland Theme Park Podcast stable of stars. So lots of good stuff coming up. Hopefully you enjoy this show and all of those shows, and we're going to get in the holiday spirit. But speaking of holiday spirit, I wanted to throw things over to Brandis, who who had a thought about something that happened at Knott's Berry Farm on a very specific holiday and asked if she could talk about it. So I said, absolutely, because it's a good rant. So, Brandis, I'm just going to throw it over to you for now.
Okay. So what was it? Dapper Day?
It was the Knott's Berry Farm equivalent of Dapper Day. It was like dress up.
Yes. Pin up day.
Thank you.
So this is, not Knott's sanctioned. It's a group of people that create an online invite to go out to everyone. So there's several things wrong with it. First, I want to say they did it on the 15th and advertised it as the first day of Knott's Berry Farm, but it wasn't. That was on the 16th. The 15th was preview night for pass holders only.
Did you get to go to that, by the way?
No, I'm sorry. I'm on the PTA, so I'm missing a lot of things this year.
No, it's fine. I just saw lots of...
It was the first one we've missed, and yeah. I usually love it, but it just snuck right up on us.
Yeah, that is anybody else getting that feeling this year that like the holidays are just...
Yes, absolutely.
Like you barreling down towards us.
I mean, because we had the election, and it was a pretty big election, so it's like we're all paying attention to that and counting down to election day, and then suddenly like, whoa, it's Thanksgiving? Around, yeah.
Thanksgiving's right behind you, so...
Yeah, and like,
wait, oh, hey, I didn't see you there.
It's either that or it's because we're old.
Yeah, I've heard that. The older you get,
bite your tongue.
No, so the day they did it on the 15th is a short day for Knott's because it's the preview night. So that day, Knott's Berry Farm does a special day for veterans. Every veteran or somebody serving in the military, you get to go for free and bring a friend or a family member for free.
It's also like law enforcement, first responders. Yes.
So that starts next week. So I've accidentally been there on that day before, and it's extremely packed with all of these men. I mean, there's women too, but it's mostly men that are there with their kids. And you got to think if they're, you know, veterans or they're in the military, they may not get to see their kids all the time, and here's a special day that they're taking their kids there. So for them to do this event when Knott's Berry Farm is specifically honoring our military and veterans, and just making it more crowded and the rides, you know, the lines longer and everything. I just felt it was very disrespectful.
Did you go at all that day?
No. I went, like I said, I went one time by accident when it was, the Veterans Day thing, and it was so packed that I was just like, okay, never again.
You don't think any of the dads enjoyed seeing pinups?
I mean, I don't know. I have not seen the pictures from the event, but.
So the name of the event, I just looked it up right now. The name of the event was Pinup Party at Knott's Berry Farm. And it was, December 15th. And it was, it did. It took place over the military tribute days. So yeah, maybe that wasn't the best way to plan that because, you know, let the veterans have their day.
Yeah, They're being honored by Knott's. You don't need Knott's unsanctioned events at the same time.
Right.
And get the dates right.
Yeah, or maybe have it that like, you can even have it that because this was on Veterans Day, right?
No, it was a couple days after Veterans Day.
Okay, but it was still running that same that same time because I'm assuming they don't just let the military in for one day. It's probably several days.
No, this is just one day specifically where they get in for free with a guest.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because it's a short day for Knott's. They're open from 10 to 5 because that night is the pass holder preview.
Oh, okay. I got you.
That's the thing. Like I said, Knott's Berry Farm doesn't open till the next day. The pass holder previews the night before it opens.
So they were calling it the first night of.
Yeah. So they didn't even get. So first of all, the people that went for this pinup event didn't get Knott's Berry Farm and they were crashing Knott's acknowledging and celebrating our veterans.
And I think no matter, you know, we stay away from politics typically on this show. Sometimes it creeps in there if you listen close enough, but I think we can all agree that, you know, our veterans deserve everything that they, you know, that we can give to them, and we wholeheartedly separate. You know, I know Diane does a lot of support. our active duty and retired veterans. I've got veterans in my family. You know, and I know Diane does a lot of stuff with the place that she works. You know, you do a lot of things like you sing the national anthem for different events, and we all have a great appreciation. So I agree. It was poor planning, probably on their part. I mean, you can. You know, look at a calendar really easily and say, hey, that's Veterans Weekend and maybe we shouldn't be doing this event and let them have their their day. But hopefully they'll learn from this. I didn't hear anything about it either.
Yeah, like, news usually, our local news usually covers things like that, which makes me wonder if it didn't happen or if it was just a dud, or maybe they just chose to focus on the veterans event.
Because I know like Dapper Day at Disneyland, like that's all over social media when it happens.
Well, and the news.
And yeah, the news.
Orange County Register always covers that.
Yeah, they always have a big thing. So maybe
do you ever do Dapper Day?
I haven't done it in a couple of years. It got really crowded. And they used to do like special events, at, Dapper Day. So you could go ride the Mark Twain and, you know, you could go take a, you know, picture with a group picture. There used to be a group carousel ride. And then it started getting really out of control. And so Disney started to clamp down on the big organizing portions of it, the big, you know, group portions of it. So no more Mark Twain. Right? And it was the same thing. You know, if it was anything like Dapper Day at Disneyland, you know, you go to these things and there's all these people that are dressed, you know, nicely or
dapper,
you know, a lot of bow ties and straw boater hats and, you know, fedoras, but that's a discussion for another time. But it does.
It's a Tripoli.
It's a, thank you. That's right. It is. You're absolutely correct. You know, it does increase the crowd size and, you know, now everybody's waiting, you know, wanting to know what the hell's going on and why are these people dressed all funny and, you know, a lot of confused faces on these days. So
that's better than the roving gangs of Disneyland.
It is better than the roving gangs of Disneyland, all with their motorcycle vests. And all right, well, does anybody, let me take a look and see our schedule here. Oh yeah, we have new vlogs up. Karen and I go to Mickey's Halloween party, and Brandis and John make their debut, their vlog debut in our video on the Knott's Halloween Haunt.
So I didn't see that one up.
It's not up yet. It will be up by the time the, yeah. The magic of radio. so it will be up by the time this episode goes up. So you can have a little Halloween fun before Thanksgiving and Christmas kicks you right in the face.
That's great. I love watching myself.
It's funny. I hate watching myself. So just don't watch.
You could just watch me.
Yeah. It's actually, it's turning into a really fun video. So
it's probably mostly Brandy anyway.
It's a lot of me. Okay. I'm going to be honest.
I'm the one. Chris likes watching himself too.
I'm the one that puts it together. So, all right. You got to go with what you know. All right.
I'm excited to see what you're going to do with mine.
Yeah. And Diane just did. Tell us a little bit about where you went, Diane, before we go on. Because we've got another video coming where we're going to release. Diane took a special trip when she was out in Las Vegas.
Yes. Just about 10 miles southeast of the Las Vegas Strip is a lion safari rescue ranch. It's where they house and have a sanctuary for all the lions that used to perform at the MGM Grand so many years ago.
Oh.
What they used to do is actually house them there and ship them in daily and out. And
shuttle them in.
Yeah. So they used to do that, but nobody ever knew that sanctuary was there, really.
Yeah.
And so now they actually have them all there on a full-term basis. They're trying to expand and make more room. And I got to do one of my bucket list dream things.
Did you go ride a lion?
No, I did not. I did. That happens to not be on my list. But I did get to hand feed a giraffe.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Cool.
They have a giraffe there. He's adorable. The neck comes down to you, actually. Yeah. It's amazing how those things work.
I thought you'd be on a platform.
I was actually on stilts.
Scissor left me.
Shove it in his face.
Yeah. It was amazing, and I started crying, and it was just a surreal thing for me. So
my wife got to do the which actually was tragic. I want to mention too that you know, if you're listening to this and you've been affected by any of the fires or anything that has been going on in Southern California, it has just been miserable here. Inconvenient for us that have allergies and things like that are affected by the smoke, but
and then you feel bad complaining about your allergies because people are dying.
People are dying and have lost. There are thousands of homes have been lost, and you know, inconsequential. But you know, they canceled big sporting events over the weekend. And so, if you're listening to this and you know anybody that's been affected by the fires, I know that my wife is from the Northern California area, and she doesn't know anybody specifically, but she does know you know, that area very well. And so, you know, please know that we're thinking about you. But my wife got to feed a giraffe at the Malibu Wine Country Safari, and his name is Stanley.
Nice.
And Stanley will wear a bow tie and come out for your special events. And everybody was very glad that Stanley, the giraffe from the Malibu Wine Country Safari, was saved. So, yes.
I know a giraffe. His name is Jeffrey, but he's doing so well.
He's a little, he's out of work. He's out of work.
He's out of work.
I rode an elephant once. That was pretty cool.
I did too. I was like, seven.
Yeah, before they took it away from the fair for animal rights stuff.
Oh,
I think mine was at the circus, actually.
Oh, cool.
Years ago.
I didn't know you were in the circus.
Yes. I was a clown.
Wait, were you really?
Wow.
I'll believe anything at this point.
It's early.
Okay. All right. Well, if nobody has anything else, let's go ahead and we are going to move on to park hopping.
Welcome to the Magic Kingdom of Disneyland. There are several ways to visit this happy place. If this is your first visit, you may enjoy the guided tour. Welcome to Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of LA.
Edition of Park Hopping, John is going to kick off things for us, and he's going to tell us about something that we confirmed last show that we discussed, and now Knott's Berry Farm has come and said that it's actually going to happen. John, what is going on at Knott's Berry Farm?
Well, Chris, I'll tell you. A new expedition is uncharted in an uncharted territory awaits eager explorers with the debut of Calico River Rapids, opening at Knott's Berry Farm in summer 2019. Knott's popular Bigfoot Rapids whitewater raft ride will undergo a major renovation with new additions to the attraction, including new animatronics, themed show scenes, a new story overlay, and plenty of dynamic water effects.
And that's the part that has me the most excited, because Brandis, what did you say the last show?
I don't know. What did waterfall. I say? I haven't listened to it yet.
Which we talked about, the way they to improve Bigfoot Rapids would be if they add the geysers.
Oh, yes, because they took away the waterfall.
They took away the waterfalls, and so when I hear dynamic water effects, I was like...
Well, and the artist's rendition shows people standing on the side of Bigfoot Rapids with those little TNT pumps that they have in the cartoons.
Oh, okay.
For $5 a pump.
There, yeah.
I thought you were serious at first, and I was about to get so mad.
I'm sure they'll charge for it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They'll charge for it.
I'm sure there's some quarters you got to put in.
Yeah.
Like at Universal Orlando. Yeah.
Sorry, John. Go on.
Knott's popular water raft ride, Bigfoot Rapids, closed at the end of September to undergo a major renovation, and rumors of changes coming to its Bigfoot theme have been circulating online for months.
Online speculation.
Yep. When it reopens, the attraction will have a stronger connection to Ghost Town by offering an adventure through an authentic setting. The attraction will further come to life with new animatronics and special effects designed and manufactured by Garner Holt Productions, Inc., the world's largest designer and manufacturer of animatronics for theme parks. Is there something you guys would like to share with the class?
Short
attention span theater over in the corner.
Six passengers will board each raft for a journey along a river path with twists, turns in turbulent waters, as well as opportunities to view wildlife and an assortment of interesting homesteaders. Calico River Rapids will take voyagers on a search for a new land through the outskirts of Calico, the richly themed area in Knott's Ghost Town. Guests will journey through the authentic setting with the help of legendary frontiermen who have plotted the path for settlers to explore. The circular rafts, which seat six passengers, will traverse through unexpected twists and turns, rushing waters, and rapid currents as it navigates the unexplored river path. Bigfoot Rapids opened in May of 1988 at an initial cost of $10 million to transform a surface parking lot in the wild water wilderness themed area. $10 million back then?
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're spending now.
That's a lot of concrete.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But okay. So you guys I think we're all Knott's Berry Farms fans here, but what do we think? Are we excited for this? I'm excited for this.
I think it's cool. Although the nostalgia part of me is kind of like whatever. But,
yeah.
But it's not so, you know, if, I don't understand why they never had a Bigfoot on the ride.
Same right. here.
They, all, you know? They always just had that growl and that really dark tunnel that you
and
can,
the footprints in the walk.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
Yeah.
It's like the illusion of Bigfoot. But, well, I guess you never get to see Bigfoot anyway in real life.
Yeah.
True. So, maybe just, that's where they were going with that.
I think we talked deep.
I think we talked about it last show. I just hope that they, you know, make it so that you can't see Knott Avenue when you walk back in that area.
I love that part. I love breaking the magic.
I'm just blown away that it was open in 1988 because I remember when it was opened and I didn't think I was that old.
Yeah, that's everything that I've read. It says 19. I mean, I remember it. I remember it opening. I mean, that, when I saw that date, I mean, that was from, you know, a newspaper article that I found. So, I mean, has to, right? I guess.
Well, I remember the commercials for it, but I mainly just remember after that 1994 movie, The River Wild with Kevin Bacon, I was obsessed with whitewater rafting. So I was like dying to go to Knott's and go on Bigfoot Rapids.
And now we go and you never want to go on it.
Oh, because I don't want to
walk
like,
around wet yeah. all day.
Peel the water off.
No, I do like, I love going on it on a hot day, but only if I'm wearing certain things. Cause I made the mistake of going on it once when I was wearing a maxi skirt and it was pulling down.
Oh.
Once it got wet with water, I had to hold it up as I walked through the park.
We talked about it last show. Like that ride used to be really fun because of the waterfalls. And then at some point in the '90s, they turned the waterfalls off because people are dumb and they can't stay seated and, you know,
follow the rules, people.
And Karen offered to sell a seat on her lap to not get. To not, you know, get hit by the waterfall, but, you know, so I'm glad that you're going to do something because that ride has a lot of potential and maybe they can also make it so that you can't see the dumpsters back behind, you know, I'm really glad that they're embracing this new theming because it always seemed like a really disjointed area back there.
And so. I'm also curious if they're going to fix the weight distribution part of it.
That's right. Huh? We talked about that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The heavier you are, the wetter you're going to get. And so, yeah, for certain people going on that ride, you may be wanting to get soaked and you're not going to get soaked or vice versa.
We talked about that. Just sit next to the fat guy. It's not that hard.
Like, excuse me, ma'am, can I sit by your husband? I'm looking to get wet.
Oh, yikes. Oh,
wow.
Moving right along.
This is a family show.
And three, and, two,
and there goes our not explicit rating. All right.
You want me to read the rest of this?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, there's more?
There's a lot more, oh yeah. God. Along with the River Ride announcement, Knott's offered details on its entertainment offerings for the first half of 2019. The park's popular season of fun events will kick off with the return of the newly expanded Knott's Peanut Celebration, a unique event dedicated to the beloved Peanuts characters. Guests are invited to step inside the page of Charles M. Schulz's comic strip as the characters take over the entire park.
As every kid wants to do.
I know, right? In spring, the much-anticipated Knott's Boysenberry Festival returns with countless one-of-a-kind Boysenberry-inspired food and drink offerings created by the Knott's culinary team.
My favorite!
I wouldn't exactly call them countless. There's like 10.
Yeah, there's like specifically a certain amount. Yeah,
there's like they're numbered, as a matter of fact.
Each year, the menu ranges from deliciously sweet desserts to zesty, savory dishes, plus tasty beverages
like
bursting with
deserts.
Tangy boysenberries. Yeah. Unique entertainment and an array of artisan crafters round out the festival. Due to the festival's increasing popularity, it will be expanded to a full month of deliciousness from March 29th to April 28th, 2019.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's great.
In summer 2019, the fan favorite Old West Adventure will continue with the return of Ghost Town Alive, as a new storyline set in the town of Calico is unraveled for guests to discover starting May 25th through August 18th, and weekends from August 24th through Labor Day, September 2nd.
Yeah, and I swear to God, I will go and experience Ghost Town Alive this year, because I've been wanting to do it for the last three years.
It's pretty cool.
Years, and I've not gotten a chance to go out there and do it, because not as hot in the summer.
So Ghost Town Alive pretty much ends at 5 p.m., so make sure... Because I made that mistake when it first opened. John and I went on date night thinking we could do it now without the boys. And it's like, wait, where is it?
Oh, and
they were on date night too.
Yeah. Yes. They have lives.
The performers go to sleep.
But it's a lot of fun, so definitely do it.
They put them back on the shelf.
They put them in the cage.
They're really good. The actors there are like really, you know. And they really, when we went with the kids, they were really like super outgoing and super like, they met the storyline. Was really, they stuck to it. And
they get a mob going with like these fake guns, you know.
Holding like a chest of gold and
all this stuff. I know some of the members of Calico. They're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I know the mayor. Mm-hmm. I know the seamstress and the dress shop.
The deputy mayor.
The deputy mayor.
We both, right.
The seamstress in that shop, she's got the best gig because it's like super air conditioned in there. It's like really nice.
The costumes are pretty elaborate.
Yeah, they got to wear a lot
like
of clothes.
You did in the Old West.
Yeah.
Well, the barbershop's pretty.
The barbershop's cool.
It's pretty air conditioned.
Do you want to get a mustache?
Yeah.
That's right. I've seen that.
Very cute. We've all gotten our mustaches there.
I want to get an actual haircut there. Like,
that would be funny.
Well, because you go to Walt Disney World, like the barbershop on Main Street in the Magic Kingdom, you can get an actual haircut at the barbershop on Main Street.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a lot of people, like they make specific trips to that barbershop for their kids' first haircut and they get a little certificate.
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
Yeah. That's really cool. It's fun.
Well, that I didn't know, but that's very cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, John. Diane, let's talk about Wreck-It Ralph.
All right. It's been fun, but now I've got to go. Life is way too short to take it slow. But before I go and hit the road, I gotta know. To then, when can we do this again? Oh. Ralph Breaks VR in Downtown Disney will take you on a tour from one virtual world to another. Earlier this year, Disney announced that Ralph Breaks VR, a one-of-a-kind hyper-reality experience by ILM, XLab, and The Void, based on the upcoming Walt Disney Animation Studios film Ralph Breaks the Internet, is coming to Disney Springs and the Downtown Disney District. Now we're thrilled to share that this new adventure is ready to launch, and you can purchase tickets today for yourself, friends, and family. Beginning November 21st, Ralph Breaks VR will put you inside a new multi-sensory Disney adventure where you'll be immersed in the internet world of Ralph Breaks the Internet. In teams of four, guests will break into the internet with Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope von Schweetz, disguised as characters from the film called Knightsons? Oh, no, you have to help me with this one.
What is it?
Netizens? Oh, Netizens, like citizens for the net.
Netizens.
This makes sense now. Okay.
Because they go to the
characters
internet
from
the
film called Netizens to play the newest, coolest video game ever. There is nothing more magical than stepping inside a rich animated world, especially one filled with color, life, humor, and delightful characters, as in the case with Ralph Breaks the Internet, says Vicki Dobbs-Beck, executive in charge at ILM XLab. Ralph Breaks VR is an experience that brings a smile to your face and the desire to have another go-around with your friends and family. Designing the elements that pull you irresistibly into the unique world of Ralph and Vanellope has been an incredibly fun process, says Curtis Hickman, chief executive creator and co-founder of The Void. What we've created together with ILM XLab is an astounding adventure that allows people to experience a unique extension of Wreck-It Ralph's detailed characters, environments, and stories. To experience The Void, guests must be at least 48 inches tall and 10 years old at both Disney Springs and the Downtown Disney District. Star Wars Secrets of the Empire, ILM, XLab, and The Void's fan-favorite experience, which launched last winter, will continue to operate, but the specific schedule varies by location. For more details on experience availability and to purchase your tickets, visit thevoid.com.
Yeah, so...
Wait, that's a ride or just like a VR experience?
It's a VR experience, but it's a really intense VR experience. It's in the former, I think it used to be like the D Street shop
and the unique gallery type
right area. Yeah, and so that it used to be in that here in downtown Disney and Disneyland. I don't know where it's at in
the Disney Springs
Florida
district.
Yeah, but so they took over the shop, and basically you strap on this helmet and it's a VR experience, and I've heard nothing but good things about it. Like it sometimes there's a wait, you know, over half an hour. It's really short, it's a little expensive, but people that have done it really love it. Now that's the Star Wars experience, and so is anybody here, because I have my own feelings about it, is anybody here excited about the new Wreck-It Ralph movie? I'm going to start with Diane and Aaron because they're two like resident Disney fans. Are you guys excited at all about the new Wreck-It Ralph movie?
I honestly thought it was already out.
What's that?
I already thought it was already out.
I think we have a movie.
I'm excited.
Well, they showed so many previews beforehand. I figured it had been out by now. But I think maybe they just had to delay the release date or something. Because I feel like, wasn't it like... earlier this year, they had already started
stuff. Yeah, and then they cut stuff out.
It's like 6 months of a preview.
Yeah, which Brandy, most movies nowadays don't even get.
You're excited about it.
I'm excited, but I'm always excited when there's a movie my kids will enjoy that I will enjoy too.
Right? Yeah,
that's fair.
I'm a John C. Reilly fan, so.
I was like, what does that have to do with? Oh, that's right, he's in it.
I was like, a lot of voices.
I was like, I enjoy other actors as well. Now
Brad Pitt's cool.
Yeah. I'm not, like I said, I don't know how excited I am about the movie. The experience sounds a lot of fun. If they can recreate that world from the movie in this VR experience.
I'm like, curious how it will be, just because I've done the Knott's Berry Farm VR experience where there's these like robot aliens invading Ghost Town you got to shoot. And it gets pretty scary.
It gets really intense. Yeah. The Void, the Star Wars experience at the Void, also gets pretty intense. Like there's rooms that heat up and, you know, there's,
so it's better than Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah. So like if you're in like the, you walk outside to the desert planet, like, you know, wind is blowing and it's supposed to be like, it's supposed to be really cool.
So are they going to like pump in smells for Wreck-It Ralph?
I have to assume that they're going to.
Everybody leaves one in cotton candy.
Yeah, right. Also, I want to congratulate, Diane on the pronunciation the first time of Vanellope von Schweetz.
But I couldn't get Nettison's. It didn't make sense.
I was like, she didn't have trouble with that. Anyways, that's right. So yeah, I mean, it sounds like fun. Is there anything about pricing on there, Diane?
There is not.
Yeah. Okay.
I know the one for Star Wars was in the 20s range, I believe.
I believe it was in the, like the 30,
oh, 30, was it that
30 much? Yeah, 30, oh, $35 range. It's pretty pricey.
And I believe each, tour is, I want to say between 12 and 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's about right. It's about a 15, I think it's a 20 minute experience and like,
wow, that just like beats Knott's Berry Farm's VR experience.
Was it significantly shorter?
Yeah, it's like I'd say about 5 minutes and $12.
Oh, okay. So comparably, it's fair. Yeah. Twice the experience for twice the money.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'm looking at the pricing.
The way technology is now, any VR thing is going to be awesome.
I agree. I have personally not visited any of the Void things, but I've heard wonderful things. I have friends that have. Okay.
So here we go. You guys ready? So for the Void Star Wars experience, it is $32.95 per person, Monday through Thursday, Friday through Sunday, holidays and holiday weeks. It's oddly specific, $34.95 per person. But again, it's a total of a 20 minute experience. And I think the actual, like 5 minutes of that is getting like ready and getting your instructions. And then like the actual experience is like 15 minutes or so. So again, a little pricey, but I think from what I understand, it's, you know, people have really enjoyed it.
My favorite thing about VR is knowing that the employees are right there laughing at you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're just in a room like...
with a helmet. Yeah. Your arms are flailing.
Yeah.
You're screaming at nothing. Like, they're just watching you. They can't see what you see.
They have a safe word, too.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to get on the ground and say something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what the safe word is, and I don't know... I don't know if Disney is the same, but yeah, they have a whole safe word because theirs gets really scary.
Oh, yeah.
Walt.
Yeah, Walt's at me. That's a yeah. I mean, I have to imagine it's a lot like that zombie maze at Knott's Berry Farm where you're like, go out and shoot zombies and you just look like an idiot swinging your gun around and you're like, oh, you know. Just me? Okay.
I'm going to ask next time we go to Knott's, I'm going to do the VR and ask them if they'll record me with my phone.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is you're like allowed to take zero pictures in there, at least with the Void, the, you know, the one at Downtown Disney. So, Aaron, does this sound like something you would do?
No, I have no interest in VR at all. I've never cared about video games to begin with, for one. And then I tried to do the VR experience at the Revolution at Magic Mountain when they brought new Revolution,
right.
VR. I just couldn't do those. I felt so claustrophobic and it was making me really like motion sickness.
The thing
that
they put on your face is like super, like, so your head, like, yeah. You add like
and
5 pounds.
It's Magic Mountain. It probably wasn't the best quality. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for that. And we're going to move on to our final news story. And for that, we're going to go over to Erin, and Erin's going to talk about something that I have zero experience with, but I know that she has. So
is it Shamu in a Christmas hat?
No, that's Diane, and that's coming up.
No. So,
are you calling me Shamu?
No, I'm sorry. That's Diane's story.
And 3, 2, 1.
Stuck kind of day.
Erin, you want to bail me out here?
Yes, I will. So Universal Studios Hollywood is off to the races with its all-new, quote-unquote, Running Universal, a series of fun runs that kicks off with an energetic Minion-themed 5K on Saturday, May 11th of 2019.
In the future, we don't need horses. We have motorized carriages called automobiles.
If everybody's got one of these auto, what's it? Does anybody walk or run anymore?
course we run. But for recreation, for fun.
Run for fun? What the hell kind of fun is that?
The inaugural Minion Run, featuring Illumination's mischievous minions from the popular Despicable Me Minion Mayhem ride, invites participants ages 5 and older of all experience levels to wind their way around Universal Studios Hollywood and through parts of Universal Studios' historic backlot, most famous in more than 8,000 movies and television shows. The run will give participants an unprecedented insider's view of the entertainment capital of L.A. Starting at Universal Studios Hollywood's iconic front gates, participants will pass through some of the theme park's immersive areas and attractions before winding their way along the historic backlot and into the magical world of movie making as they head towards the finish line at CityWalk's Five Towers outdoor concert stage. Along the 3.1-mile course, participants will be entertained by some of their favorite Universal Studios Hollywood characters, including the Minions. The program will begin at 6 a.m. and culminate at 7:30 a.m. with a memorable awards and closing ceremony. Registration is now open and space is limited. For more information about the standard, VIP, and fan packages, visit www.runninguniversal.com.
Okay, but you didn't read the tagline at the top.
Get ready, get set, Minion Run, which was very interesting.
Again, I didn't write that. Universal wrote that.
Is
anybody else here into running?
I run.
Actually, I am considering starting to train to run my first half marathon on my 40th birthday, but I've done 5Ks and 10Ks.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I've done marathons. So
I sang the national anthem at a 5K.
Yeah, there we go.
if
I'm going to be running.
Did you get a medal? I did not. A participation medal. Sorry.
I was just going to say that's one of the things that bugs me about adults complaining about participation trophies as they collect their medal at the end of their 5K.
Did you know that if you do the Disney marathons, that you don't even have to run the race? Like you literally just
pay money
you pay money and then show up at the end and they'll give you your medal.
That is so unfair.
I was going to go I legitimately want to go do a bunch of Disney races, collect a medal and walk around and be like, that guy does marathons.
At the end of the Knott's Berry Farm, 5K and 10K, you get a piece of pie.
Oh,
that seems counterintuitive.
At the Huntington Beach one, you get a banana.
Do you really get a banana?
Because you're supposed to be hungry.
If you do the Wahoos 5K, which is before the OC marathon, you get the first 200 people to cross the finish line get tacos, and then everyone gets a beer.
Interesting.
There you go.
See, it's worth it.
Yeah. So, Aaron, you've had some experience.
It's totally worth the $50. This.
Right.
Yeah. Well, sort of. So,
let's go get tacos and carb load the night before on my own.
A few years back, and for a while, they were Universal Studios was doing a 5K and 10K, strictly on their backlot. And so 5 years ago, I did their 10K on their backlot. And nice. You start pretty much. I mean, you go through War of the Worlds, you run through that, you go past Bates Motel, you run over by the famous flooding area. And it was a lot of fun. And then since I finished in less than an hour, I was like, I'm going to go walk the rest, another lap. Since they also had like a family style where mothers could, have their kids and they could actually just walk the 5K. So I was like, well, I'm going to just walk the rest of it and actually get to enjoy some things. Of course, some people were starting to get into some areas they weren't supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
That was going to be my question.
Yeah.
There's always
they had some
one.
Security.
They contained it.
Yeah. They definitely, they tried, but there were some people like, oh, look, there's these facades of houses. Let's just go inside a Wisteria Lane. They're like, oh, let's just go inside these.
And that's how things get taken away.
Yeah. And, I mean, they had it for a few years, so maybe this is why they're doing this. I will have to point out, it's like, so if you start, I guess, at the upper lot, and then it says you go to the back lot, there are a lot of hills. There was a lot of hills just on the back lot itself.
Yeah, because I've walked that terror tram.
I was wondering about that, too, because I accidentally ran a trail run instead of a regular 10K once, and the hills killed me. If you don't train for hills, they will kill you.
Yeah, I didn't really train for hills beforehand either, but
and if you start on the upper lot, what goes down must come back up.
Yeah. They say they end at the CityWalk's concert, but I don't know exactly where
That's the one that's right stage. There. It's right next to the movie theater.
Then you do have to come back up.
Yeah, right outside of
then
Hard
you
Rock.
Have, yeah, you're going to have to come back up. Yeah.
And if you want to see a tour of Universal CityWalk, go to our YouTube page and watch our overview of CityWalk so you can see exactly what we're talking about. But yeah, I mean, it's cool, I guess, if you're into running. You know, it's fun. I mean, I've done the Terror Tram, you know, when they did the Terror Tram before, you get to walk through, you know, different places. Like, so walking the back lot's always fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems pretty cool.
You know, but, I'm not a running type, shocker, but I think it would be very interesting to do something like that because you are experiencing, it's your atmosphere. Mm-hmm. The atmosphere would change my attitude about it. If I'm just running through a park or running through city streets, it's boring to me. But if I have something exciting to look at and something to anticipate, it's going to make me want to do it more.
And I think this is going to fill the void of the Run Disney events that people have missed right now that they were going to get rid of until they built the new hotel at Downtown Disney. And now the new hotel's not going to get built, but they haven't announced if the Run Disney events are coming back. So I think Universal's smart in trying to fill that void. You know, people like to go backstage. It's a Universal backlot too, for crying out loud. Like, this is where some of the most famous movies in the world have been filmed. So even if you're a movie fan, I would even do this if I could just, you know, jog at a leisurely pace, you know, just to be able to go. It gave a list of like where the locations are that you're going through.
I just said historic backlot.
Historic backlot. If I get to go through Courthouse Square, or if I get to go through the European streets, you know, where they filmed the running of the bulls for City Slickers, and you know, there was also the town in that Ted Danson show. What's it called? The Good Place.
Oh, The Good Place.
Yeah. So the European
and the Court
streets,
of Miracles.
Yeah. Court of Miracles. But all of that has been transformed into like The Good Place. Yep. You know. And, so
yeah, it's all signs are up. Stuff for that.
Wow, I didn't realize that, but now I can see.
Yeah, I was like, oh, whenever I watched that show, I was like, that looks awful familiar. And the last time I was at Universal Studios, I was like, oh, that, because it is. It's that Universal backlot. So,
nice.
You know, it's good stuff. All right. Well, thank you, Aaron. Thank you for sharing your experiences on that. We are going to transition here now. And so again, this episode is going to get released on Thanksgiving. Sorry, it's going to get released the day before Thanksgiving, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And we are going to do what all good Americans do and wait till after Thanksgiving to talk about the holidays. The holidays at Walt Disney World have been up since September, and the holidays at Disneyland have gone up they waited a week, to be fair. Since November, but I always like to wait till after Thanksgiving. And so we're going to talk about, this is our big holiday preview. We're going to briefly talk about some of the exciting things that are coming to each and every one of the parks that we cover. So we're going to cover Knott's Berry Farm. We're going to cover Universal Studios Hollywood. We're going to do Knott's Berry Farm. And I'm going to wrap up with what's coming to Disneyland, because that's a big one. And SeaWorld. Yeah, you can, it's fine. You don't, like, you can interrupt me. It's fine. Everybody
I'm
else
interrupting
does.
You.
and Diane's here, because she's going to talk a little bit about SeaWorld. Some really fun stuff coming up. So, rather than having me just ramble on, we are going to go around the table, and we're going to start off with what's going on for the holidays at Universal Studios. Aaron, take it away.
So Universal Studios Hollywood and Universal City Walk deck the halls with a wintry calendar of festive holiday experiences and an array of delectable treats that families and friends far and wide can enjoy. The addition of nightly glistening snowfall to Christmas in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter will enhance the Yuletide spirit that resonates throughout the land as Hogwarts Castle transforms into a dazzling light production spectacular and the town of Hogsmeade Village shines brightly with decor, uniquely themed to each of the individual storefronts. This year, the a cappella frog choir, comprised of Hogwarts students and their giant frogs, returns to entertain guests with their harmonized holiday-themed songs. A wide selection of custom-made Christmas ornaments created especially for the Wizarding World of Harry Potter will also be available. Collectibles include a variety of decorative Hogwarts Castle snow globes, Hogwarts crest and mascot ornaments representing each of the houses, as well as a collection of unique tree toppers and house pendant garland.
Are those tree toppers going to be a garden gnome?
Oh, that'd be funny.
Painted gold, spray painted
collection gold. Of unique tree toppers.
That would be unique.
I can hear John's eyes rolling to the back of his head. He's
like, great, all the things I get to now acquire in my household.
Actually, the house ornaments, I'm like, as you were reading that, I'm like, oh, that sounds awesome. I don't
know. Yeah, depending on what they look like. So
that is so true.
Yeah. Newly introduced holiday-themed fare and hot butter beer will further complement the overall experience.
I'm sorry, that said hot butter beer?
Hot yes. butter beer.
That's what they've been missing.
They have that all year round.
Wait, all year round?
Yeah.
Yeah. They just they
where do I get it? I go there in May every year.
You can also get it with alcohol.
Yeah. You can here. Also get it with alcohol.
At the bar right in next to the
Hogshead.
The Hogshead Tavern.
You just ask for. I think they put like a whiskey shot in it.
It's a Fireball whiskey shot.
Fireball whiskey. Yep. That's what it is.
And it's hot.
Uh-huh. You can ask for hot. Yeah, you can ask for hot butterbeer.
They've had
it's obviously
missing this.
Yeah. There is a version that it is hot. Also, there's ice cream now too. Yes. Christmas in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter will take place daily from November 17th through January 6th. The magic of Christmas at Hogwarts Castle will also illuminate Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry with colorful imagery and impressive dimensional animations that dance across Hogwarts Castle in tandem to a musical arrangement from the Harry Potter movies. Also, Grinchmas returns to Universal Studios Hollywood with a hoolabration of fun
my
fit.
Favorite holiday puns.
A fun fit for the Grinch, his faithful dog Max, and a roster of Whoville Whos. The annual event comes to life with a towering 60-foot tall whimsical Grinchmas tree where Martha May Whovier and the Who dolls will take center stage performing energetic musical sets to usher in a Christmas season in style. The Hooliday Singers, a hit boy band ensemble, will perform a cappella concerts featuring a mix of Christmas favorites and pop rock. Grinchmas will take place weekends on December 1st through 2nd and 8th through 9th, and then daily from December 14th through December 30th. Spirited holiday decor and festivities will be scattered throughout the theme park, including Despicable Me Minion Mayhem and the Super Silly Funland, as a crew of very merry and mischievous minions gleefully spread Christmas cheer to visitors of all ages. On Universal City Walk, a spectacular 40-foot-tall Christmas tree will glisten with 200,000 LED icicles choreographed to the lights and sounds of the season in the Five Towers Plaza. Santa Claus will make daily appearances and offer special photo opportunities at Five Towers. The iconic dancing water fountain situated at the heart of City Walk will also make a splash this holiday season. This visually dynamic fountain displaying over 230 individual power jets will project streams of choreographed water into the air, complemented by red and green LED lights and an array of holiday-themed music. Well, all the kids are going to have fun running through that now. I have literally spent probably like an hour or so watching as like kids will start running through there.
You know,
and then adults start getting into the fun. Of course, they're much slower than the kids, so they get super wet, and it's really funny.
You know, it wasn't until you said the thing about the kids running through it, I was like, where in the hell is this fountain? I have no idea.
It's
right there by Tony Roma's, yeah.
Yes.
Like, I know that now, but like the entire time you were reading that, I was like, I have no idea where this is.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So, all right, that sounds like a lot of fun. Hopefully we can, we'll get a chance to make it out there. Do you have plans to go to Universal for Christmas?
Yes. Hopefully the beginning of December. One of those cool weekends. I definitely want to see, I enjoy Grinchmas. I've been going for several years now. And,
you're wearing
fun.
A Grinch sweatshirt.
I know. It's
you are. It's okay.
Took it from my brother. He got it last year. And then I was like, oh, I like this. I'll take it from you.
So yeah, hopefully before our final show, we'll have experienced some of these holiday offerings and, we'll be able to come back and talk about them before the year's over.
Have you also seen the new Grinch look?
I have seen the new. I've seen the movie, the trailer for the movie.
The Grinch from like actual Grinchmas.
No,
like, has a new look.
Oh no!
To the costume that they put him in. Yeah. So for years, it's just the Grinch has looked exactly like
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey's Grinch, but now that Illuminations is releasing their new animated Grinch, they don't want, I guess, you know, everyone to just recognize the Grinch from that movie, since that's almost like 20 years old now. And they're like, so we'll just make it kind of like it's, you know, it's the Grinch, but you just don't know which one it's from.
Oh, so it's kind of a blend of the
two.
Have
you seen the new one? The new Illuminations
one? No, I don't really.
Is it out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It came out like.
Oh, yeah. Last
that's a problem. That's a problem then. Nobody.
I don't know. I very much enjoy the original animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas from way back when. And I mean, I enjoyed Jim Carrey's version as well. He definitely played the Grinch well. It's not like
this new one has a new element, a different element. So it's not an immediate ripoff, takeoff on the original. So there is a little more story.
You should do like a dark version of it, like how they did with Batman.
Yeah.
You know?
The dark Grinch.
That'd be good.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
I enjoyed it. I like
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I was say, yeah, isn't Doctor Strange like the voice
actually,
of the
Grinch? Actually, it took me a minute to get used to him being the voice of the Grinch. Like seeing the Grinch and hearing him, it was just like, ooh, it was hard to mesh for a little bit. And then I got into it.
Yeah. Okay. So cool. All right. Well, thank you, Aaron. Diane, we're going to move on to your preview. What is going on at SeaWorld?
Well, make spirits bright again at this favorite family holiday event happening daily from November 17th through January 6th. SeaWorld's Christmas celebration is a holiday waiting to be made with seasonal shopping, festive food and drink, and stunning live shows. SeaWorld Entertainment has announced it has extended its contract to bring Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and friends into several theme parks, including San Diego, through January of 2024. Rudolph, Yukon Cornelius, and other characters from the 1964 holiday classic will be featured in character meet and greets, games, and dining at the parks, according to a company press release. We are thrilled that Rudolph will continue to be a part of the wonderful Christmas experiences at SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, and Sesame Place, said Jonathan Flom, founder of Character Arts, which holds the license to Rudolph, in a press release. These characters have already been so well received by park guests, and we are looking forward to continuing sharing the holiday fun. Other highlights at the San Diego Park include O Wondrous Night, where you celebrate the glory of the Christmas season with the touching and lighthearted live musical show as SeaWorld brings the nativity and the meaning of Christmas to life through song and celebration. Experience the magic of Christmas and the greatest story ever told with our special holiday performance, O Wondrous Night. The musical show celebrates the season with over 30 carols and live animals of the nativity to retell the story of Christmas. This live stage show is sure to charm, entertain, and delight your friends and family. O Wondrous Night performs nightly during SeaWorld's Christmas celebration from November 17th through January 6th. There is also breakfast with killer whales and Santa. Randis, I don't know if they will be wearing hats.
No word on whether or not the killer whales will be wearing Santa hats.
Reserve your spot at a private poolside patio seat to get up close to majestic killer whales. You'll also enjoy an all-you-care-to-eat buffet, plus say hello to a special visitor from the North Pole, Santa Claus himself. There's also Clyde and Seymour's Christmas special. Join our lively sea lion pals Clyde and Seymour in the spoof of a nighttime television Christmas special. Clyde, Seymour, and their mischievous co-host Opie Otter are together again to create a family favorite show filled with laugh out loud holiday cheer.
Okay, I gotta ask you a question. Have you seen the Clyde and Seymour show? I'm sure you have.
Love it.
Yeah. No, I thought it was going to be like, oh, we walked in there. Like, it was the end of the day. Last time I was at SeaWorld, it was the end of the day. It was literally one of the last things we were doing. And I went, I don't know about this. So we walked in and it was hysterical. It was, that show is so good.
The guy that hosts the show kills it every time.
That's every time.
Just sea lions?
No, they have two sea lions, Opie Otter. And I think that's it. And then the host and his assistant.
No orcas. Okay.
No orcas.
Not in that one. Yeah. It's a very small stadium.
Yeah. It's teeny tiny orcas. Yes. But the little otter does it. Just kills
I love Opie.
Every time.
He's adorable.
Apparently, like Clyde and Seymour are a big deal down there.
They are. They're the icons of the sea lion pod. And finally, there is the Christmas shop. Find unique gifts this holiday season at Christmas shop with our selection of souvenirs, including nutcrackers, ornaments, apparel, kitchen items, and more, located in Santa's Christmas Village.
I'm picturing a Shamu nutcracker. Now you put it in his mouth and you press the fin.
But it only cracks sardines.
Took an odd turn. Diane, have you... We're super excited about the Rudolph characters at SeaWorld. And so when does your pass expire?
Shortly. Actually am planning on trying to go Thanksgiving weekend to go down there at least once or twice more. I don't know if I'm renewing or not. We'll see.
Yeah. We should go down there and like check it out and go do a vlog.
Absolutely. That's right. You got your passes.
We got our passes last year. So we're like ridiculously excited.
Let's see what we can plan.
Rudolph characters. Okay, cool. Sounds good. All right. Thank you, Diane. And let's go on to Brandis, who's going to tell us what's going on at Knott's Merry Farm.
Okay. Knott's Merry Farm is coming to welcome the holidays. Every winter, Knott's Berry Farm celebrates the merriest of seasons as the park wondrously transforms into Knott's Merry Farm, a Christmas celebration for all ages. Spend the most wonderful time of the year with your family at Knott's Merry Farm. It's hard to read with the microphone in my face, so sorry, guys. Where was I? Enjoying thrilling attractions, live entertainment, a Christmas crafts village, festive food, lavish holiday decorations, and nightly snow and ghost town.
The popular show Merry Christmas Snoopy is back with the world's most famous Beagle and Peanuts gang getting ready for Santa's arrival in between intricately choreographed ice skating numbers. You can also catch the characters in two other stage productions. It's The Merriest Christmas Show Ever, Charlie Brown, and A Peanuts Guide to Christmas. Some more details of this year's offering are as follows. A Peanuts Guide to Christmas, location Camp Snoopy Theater. The holiday season celebration continues at the Camp Snoopy Theater with the show A Peanuts Guide to Christmas. The Peanuts give their take and unique wisdom in a primer designed to help everyone survive the holidays. The show features delightful mashups of holiday songs and a cheerful and heartwarming dose of the Peanuts gang. After the show, head right next door to the Peanuts meet and greet area to take pictures with your favorite characters. You can also check out the handcrafted items at the Christmas Crafts Village in Ghost Town. While there, take a break and enjoy Knott's Melodrama Company in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Dickens.
Charles Dickens. What did I say?
Dickens.
It's the spinoff.
the modern equivalent. It's gonna be played by Benedict. It's gonna be played by Benedict Cumberbatch.
Right now. So in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol or O. Henry's The Gift of the Magi or Magie.
Magi.
Man, and I'm a reader. In the Birdcage Theater and on select evenings, you can also catch bluegrass of Crazy Kirk and the Hillbillies.
I just have
to say, in my defense, I was raised not celebrating any holidays, and so I don't know any of this.
Yeah,
stuff.
So all this is like new for
it. Really new, is. New-ish I don't for know Brandy. Christmas songs.
I'll teach you.
Yeah, turn on the local radio station.
Coach has been playing it every week already.
Yep, they have.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
You guys are going to laugh.
Right. Want a hippopotamus for Christmas?
Nope.
Oh. Wait, is it the boy? Go ahead, sorry.
No, it is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
That's like one of my least favorite.
I know.
I know so many people hate that song.
Aaron,
I love
what's
it.
What's your favorite?
Either Oh Holy Night or A Little Drummer Boy.
I am a big fan of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. To sing and listen to.
From?
Which musical? Oh my gosh. Probably more classic.
No, which musical is that from?
Oh, what musical is it from? Oh, I should know this.
I believe it's Meet Me in St. Louis.
Meet Me in St. Louis.
Brian, this what's your favorite Christmas song?
Well, I don't know any of the words, but I love the drama the drama feeling of Little Drummer Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, that gets intense. Mine's Last Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, I think that's Samuel's,
yeah,
too.
I know. I heard it playing so much, like I like it now.
Yeah, it's nice. Our youngest was playing it over and over and over again throughout the year.
I don't think it's a classic song by any means, but
it's popular.
Still something to do.
What else we have?
And Christmas Crafts Village, location Ghost Town. This place is really fun. Okay, relax and unwind in Knott's Christmas Crafts Village as Ghost Town transforms into a shopping wonderland filled with dozens of local artists selling their unique gifts. Can't miss highlights of the village include artist demonstrations of chainsaw wood carving and elegant glass blowing. Entrance to the Knott's Christmas Crafts Village is free from November 26th through the 29th. And December 3rd through 6th. Admission to the park is required all other days. So the chainsaw wood carving is extremely loud and not fun to stand around and watch for that
reason.
It
smells like gasoline.
Ooh. No, actually fresh wood.
I'm with you. The smell from the chainsaw.
I mean, it's cool to watch, but it's like, yeah, the smell from like, the chainsaw is like, okay, I gotta get out of here.
But the glass blowing is really relaxing. I don't know about this year, but last year it was right outside the... hang on, it's listed on here what's it's called. It's the place where they have all the specialty holiday drinks and foods.
Okay.
It's like this barn place. It's in my next part of reading.
The Red Barn?
Yeah, the no.
Well, yeah, where the Red Barn
maze
is.
No, the one over to Hall. Anyway.
Wilderness Barn. Dance Hall.
So, yeah, the Wilderness, yeah.
Yeah.
So I like you go in there and you get your hot spiced wine and then go watch the glass blowing. It's really nice.
Can you watch the glass blowing and then go get the hot spiced wine?
Well, yes, but then it's not as relaxing.
Just don't drink wine while glass blowing.
Yeah. There's the name of the episode.
Okay. So it's...
it's a shame we have no fun here.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, it's the merriest Christmas show ever, Charlie Brown. Location, Calico Mine Stage. Come watch the Peanuts Gang in It's the Merriest Christmas Show Ever, Charlie Brown, at the Calico Mine Stage. The Peanuts Gang is at it again. This holiday season,
those
they have...
Those wacky Peanuts Gang.
Huh?
That wacky Peanuts Gang at it again.
Always up to no good.
The Peanuts Gang is... this holiday season, they have put on the greatest Christmas pageant ever with Charlie Brown directing. Of course. Charlie Brown... Charlie's one wish is to spend the holidays with his family, especially with Snoopy, who is visiting his family around the world. Will Snoopy make it home in time for Christmas? Join Charlie and the gang for a charming Christmas show as they perform traditional upbeat holiday classics. Oh, maybe I could learn some words finally. And spread some Christmas cheer. Find out if Snoopy returns home in time. He probably does. For...
Spoiler alert, just in time.
And festive.
In case you were like really concerned about that.
Horrible if he never makes it. Sorry.
Or dies on the way home.
No, I wasn't going to go there.
That's just not the merriest Christmas ever, Charlie Brown.
The Red Baron crashes and burns.
Oh. Okay.
Wow, I got dark real quick.
Yeah, did.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Here it is. The World Wilderness Dance Hall will become Santa's Christmas cabin, filled with holiday decor and treats, including hot chocolate, roasted nuts, and holiday dipped cheesecake on a stick.
Wait a minute. If Santa's there, but he's also
don't even
at
just
Universal.
Don't.
Santa is omnipresent.
How does it?
Santa's everywhere.
Okay.
Just don't.
Have your wish list and smile ready as Santa Claus will be here for visits and photos.
Hooray.
Finally, every evening, the magic of the holidays will shine with a tree lighting ceremony followed by the snow and glow experience in Ghost Town. Each hour from sunset until closing, snow will fall softly on the streets while popular holiday tunes play, ending your fun-filled day. Ending your fun-filled day. So, like, they're killing your fun?
No.
It's just it's a way to end
it. A way to end it.
It's over.
Get out. No.
You've seen the snow, now get out.
Knott's Berry Farm is open at 10 a.m. daily and is located at 8039 Beach Boulevard. I guess we really need to. You can just type into Google directions to Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, I spend too much time on Facebook pages to know that people don't type in things to Google to question that they could find on Google.
Well, ticket prices range from $52 to $82. Information 714-220-5200 or www.knotts.com. I think that was Chris's way of telling you, don't ask us, call the number.
Or you can look for more information on www.thevacationlandpodcast.com, where right now we have actually the videos from D23 about the details concerning the new attractions coming to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. They released some details. I know it's nothing to do with Christmas, but I forgot to get it in the beginning. So
is it like a video?
Yeah, there's two videos that are up right now on the website, and those are both videos that were released for D23 to give more information on what's coming to Galaxy's Edge next year. So, all right. Well, that was fun.
Was there any mention of an ice show?
There wasn't, but I did see online that
it's Christmas.
Back.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Oh, good.
Snoopy, yeah, it's back.
I saw online they have some new ice skaters, so now I really have to see it, because I had these two ice skaters I did prefer, mainly because, so I lift weights, so I love seeing muscles on women. And this one woman just had just the most muscular thighs and abs I'd ever seen, and I was just entranced by her, so I hope they didn't replace her.
You sure it wasn't a man?
No, my favorite was that short old guy. Just because, like, he's lifting up these really heavy women. It was amazing.
You know, I love the ice shows. I go every year and I cry my eyes out because I just love them so much.
Are you my mother?
I might be. I don't know. But I do. I get it. Gives me this sense of comfort and holiday cheer, yeah. And I just cry.
You cannot take your hot spiced wine into the ice show.
That is a shame.
Yeah, I can't believe I left that out of there, because yeah, that's one of my favorite things. I love Knott's Berry Farm. I think if any other than Disney, if I could go to any theme park for the holidays, I love Knott's Berry Farm. It's just so opposite of Disney. Not that Disney's bad, but it's very like country and, you know, homey and, you know, all those good Christmas feelings. With
I say every season at Knott's Berry Farm is my favorite because it yeah. is. So I love Knott's Berry Farm.
I love the gift of the Magi and the, you know, the Dickens Carol, the Dickens, you know, stories in the Birdcage Theater. And I love the Christmas, just everything about Knott's Berry Farm Christmas just makes me like warm and happy. And, I love Disney Christmas, but it's very, very different.
I am very grateful to Knott's because I do work in law enforcement as my profession that they offer free admission for myself and a guest during the holiday yeah. season.
Ooh, and I'll meet you there.
We can definitely plan a play date. Absolutely. It has been awesome.
Yeah.
Every year I do take advantage of it. So thank you, Knott's, for recognizing and appreciating law enforcement. It's been fun because it lasts from the week after Thanksgiving all the way up to, I think, the week of Christmas. Then they take it off for a little bit and then they resume again first week of January after the new year through pretty much the rest of January. So the opportunity is there for me to utilize it, and I have. And so I'm very grateful.
Very cool.
It's cool.
I really just appreciate that, when you go in to get the hot chocolate, they have various alcohol options you could throw in.
There's a theme here.
I really appreciate that there's no Harry Potter involved.
Yet. There are a couple shops there at Knott's that have all the Disney stuff. And
oh, yeah.
I'm sure you'll find some Harry Potter stuff over there.
They do. They had, they had a great Deathly Hallows wallet there for a while.
There you go.
I don't go in the stores, so.
Yeah, actually, when him and my and our youngest son are going on rides that me and our oldest son don't want to go on, him and I go in the shops and look at the Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Brandis. And so speaking of holidays at the Disneyland Resort, I'm going to finish this this one off, and we're going to talk about all of the great things that are coming. And I really do enjoy Christmas time at Disneyland. It's so much fun. And so this is just a quick preview of all the things. I get a little preview of it when we went to the Disney Vacation Club members party. That was a couple of nights ago. Last Thursday night, Disney Vacation Club had a private party for its members. And so we got to go experience some of the food booths for the Festival of Holidays. I love the Festival of Holidays there. The Fiesta Navidad, things that they do. It's so many different cultures that they incorporate into their festivities over at California Adventure. And I think that that's wonderful. But here we go. From November 9th, 2018 through January 6th, 2019, guests will experience unforgettable entertainment, seasonal attractions, festive decor, creatively themed eats and treats, and holiday-themed merchandise. Family and friends will celebrate favorite holiday traditions and make new memories as holiday merriment combines with Disney magic to create wondrous experiences. So, over at Disneyland Park, the Disneyland Christmas tree stands 60 feet tall on Main Street, USA, and has become a favorite spot for guests to snap their holiday photos. This year, the Christmas tree on Main Street, USA includes new lighting and decor featuring 1,500 Victorian-inspired ornaments and 100 oversized fake candles. It says faux candles in here. Sleeping Beauty's Winter Castle is illuminated each night with more than 126,000 twinkling LED sparkling lights, sparkling icicles, and shimmering snow-capped turrets. It's a Small World Holidays back, and the surrounding plazas are illuminated with more than 400,000 twinkling lights, and the popular holiday attractions transformed for the holidays, celebrating children around the world and the holiday traditions of their countries. Disney's Fast Pass is available for It's a Small World Holiday. Haunted Mansion Holiday returns and presents a celebration of the traditions of Halloween and Christmas colliding. The transformation of this popular attraction is inspired by the classic film Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is celebrating, are you guys ready for this? Its 25th anniversary this year.
No way.
Oh, wow.
This year, by the way, okay, so I'm going to quick poll. Is Nightmare Before Christmas a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
Brent, yes.
Aaron.
I usually watch it during Halloween.
Okay. Dan?
Yes. Is that's my answer. It's both.
It's both. Okay.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Halloween.
Christmas.
Yeah. See, I'm with John. John's got the right answer.
It's like Die Hard.
Yeah. Oh, Die Hard's the best Christmas movie. Die Hard and National Lampoon's are my two favorite Christmas movies.
Christmas Vacation.
Yep. Okay. This year marks the 18th anniversary of the Gingerbread House in the Haunted Mansion Ballroom. And this year's design features a 5-foot-tall gingerbread spider prying the edible mansion off of its foundation. And they always pump that like gingerbread smell in there too. Over at Disney's California Adventure Park, the popular Disney Festival of Holidays is a celebration of diverse cultural festivities inspired by Christmas, Navidad, Hanukkah, Diwali, Kwanzaa, and Three Kings Day. Guests enjoy food and beverage inspired at the holidays at the 12 festive foods marketplace locations. That's a mouthful. And they discover fun every time around every corner with uplifting music and dance performances and more. Susan Tubert, creative director of Disney Parks Live Entertainment, says about this year's offering. Festival of the Holidays is an uplifting, uniquely Disney celebration from the vibrant live entertainment to the festive foods marketplace, character experiences, and crafts. This immersive and heartwarming festival festival highlights the wonderful cultural diversity of Southern California. The Festive Foods Marketplace features a wide variety of seasons eatings and holiday comfort dishes that span cultures and family traditions. From new items like the lox and everything bagel nachos to returning favorites like the roasted turkey slider with cranberry sauce. The food and 12 and beverage at 12 marketplace locations will tempt guests as they stroll past Disney California Adventure from Carthay Circle to Paradise Gardens. Guests may also pick up a Disney Festival of Holidays tasting passport. Those are super fun. Those used to be just an AP exclusive thing and now everybody can get them. They're great because you pay like a set price and you get, I think, 10 tickets and you can get anything you want with those 10 tickets on your passport. You just kind of wear it around your neck. So it's like a good way to experience the different foods and offerings that they have there. And they have an eggnog beverage that I thought was going to be hot, but it was cold. Boy, oh boy, do they not skimp on the nog portion of that eggnog.
That was going to be my question.
Yeah. It was really good. We had that and we had the bourbon cider and we had the, oh God, what was another one? That was another drink that we had and all of the drinks were excellent. We were doing well at the party, if you know what I mean. Guests who collect the marketplace stamps, guests may also pick up a Disney Festival of Holidays tasting passport and receive stamps as they taste their way through unique attractions. Guests who collect all the marketplace stamps will receive a special collection stamp, a special completion stamp, and a giant bill from their credit card company. Additionally, guests may choose to purchase a sip and savor pass. That's what I was talking about earlier, to get the best value as they taste their way through 8 food or non-alcoholic beverages and the participating festive foods marketplace. So I'm going to go through a couple. Hope everybody had breakfast because these are going to be going to make you hungry if you didn't.
I had a brownie for breakfast.
Oh, I forgot we had brownies.
So at Brews and Bites, there's a queso chorizo fundido with house-made tortilla chips, beer flights, and beer by the glass. At Favorite Things, I had this. The holiday ham shanks are delicious with brown sugar, pineapple glaze, Reuben potato tots with Russian dressing and rye toast, the cranberry sangria with lime garnish, eggnog cocktail with whipped cream and nutmeg dusting. That was good. All right. Holiday duets, shrimp and grits with andouille sausage, making spirits bright. You have a mimosa flight, white and red wine flights, and sparkling wine. Visions of sugar plums. You get white chocolate cranberry blondies, eggnog wreath eclair, which was also good. It was an eclair. Merry mashups. With a warm bourbon cider with house-made bourbon-infused whipped cream, s'mores, frozen chocolate milk, turkey and stuffing tamale with cranberry relish, lox and everything, bagel nachos. Winter wonders. Pumpkin soup with maple, cashew cream, and vanilla and cranberry trifle, pomegranate lemonade, non-alcoholic. Next, please. Blissfully braised, the braised pork belly adobo with garlic fried rice, gingerbread cakes with braised collard greens and smoked bacon gravy. Ah, that's what it was. The blood orange ginger mule was probably my favorite drink of the night when we went. It was so good and very refreshing and it tasted like orange and love. Spicy celebrations, Nashville hot fried turkey with dill pickles, jalapeno latkes with chipotle crema featuring Horizon organic sour cream, pomegranate margaritas, and chipotle smoked sea salt with half rim. So those aren't all of the things. I wasn't going to read down the whole list, but those are some of the things you can get at the Festival of Holidays. At the Festival of Holidays Entertainment, guests will enjoy singing along with the Grammy Award-winning mariachi divas and their repertoire of catchy bilingual holiday tunes. A lot of Feliz Navidad. Mostly Kosher, which is a great group. If you haven't seen them before, you make sure to check out Mostly Kosher. Showcases entertaining and eclectic musical tapestry that weaves together klezmer, Latin jazz, rock, and at the Sonoma Terrace. The spirited performers of Blue 13 Dance Company turn up the fun with traditional Indian dances at Paradise Gardens Park that celebrate Diwali and build to a Bollywood-inspired party for all. Cars Land this year is adorned with special holiday decor throughout Radiator Springs with decorations that reflect the unique personality of Cars characters who live there. Cars Land features two attractions that will put you in the Cars Land holiday spirit as they transform for the holidays. Luigi's Rockin' Roadsters becomes Luigi's Joy to the World, and Mater's Junkyard Jamboree becomes Mater's Jingle Jamboree. Mater and Luigi add even more cheer to the seasonal fun by singing holiday tunes for the occasion. Guests can sing along with renditions of classic holiday tunes as well as a few originals. The songs on Mater's Jingle Jamboree are Christmas in Radiator Springs, Mater's Jingle Jamboree, Radiator Rockin' Holiday, The Gifts of the Mater, and Tractors. On Luigi's Joy to the World, We Wish You Season Speedings, Joy to the World, Jolly Joyous Santa Car, Carol of the Horns, and Jingle Bells. Over at the hotels of the Disneyland Resort, the three hotels of the Disneyland Resort deck the halls with festive lobby displays, immersing guests in the seasonal style of each hotel. Disney's Paradise Pier Hotel features an underwater-themed Christmas tree complete with the fish ornaments. The mid-century Disneyland Hotel gets a retro holiday makeover with silver trees and bright colors. And if you want a pro tip, and you want to meet Santa, and you don't want to wait in the giant line, go over to the Disneyland Hotel. They have a Santa location in the lobby. It's got this great, like, mid-century modern inspired, background, and there is never a wait to see Santa. So I know a couple of friends that are planning on taking their kids over there, to see Santa at the Disneyland Hotel, because that is literally the quickest way that you can get your Disney picture with Santa and
I'm get sorry. Out. How disappointing for the kids.
Why is that?
Hey, look, there's Disneyland, but we're going to go see Santa.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, well, their kids are little, like, they're like toddlers. They don't know the difference.
They don't know how cool it is here.
In the lobby at Disney's Grand California Hotel and Spa, guests will marvel at the 7-foot-tall gingerbread house, which took 600 pounds of sugar, 250 pounds of fondant, 1 pound of pixie dust, and 25-member team to construct the impressive confection.
Oh, it's
real? Yeah. The giant
gingerbread. Like,
yeah,
I could go take a bite out of it?
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Probably pretty stale.
Yeah.
Or shellacked.
Well, just, yeah. The one in the Haunted Mansion's real too. I wouldn't, yeah.
Yeah, to keep from the bugs.
All right. So returning seasonal merchandise includes items themed to Mickey Mouse and Friends, including apparel, plus seasonal decorations, ornaments, nutcrackers, and more. We bought the new ornaments that they have, the tiki bird and also the face of the Small World clock face, which I thought were really cool. They go with our decor.
We have a Mickey Mouse nutcracker.
Yeah,
I have a Mickey Mouse nutcracker.
More than 150 new holiday items are available for shoppers seeking the ideal gift to bundle up, you know, when it's 80 degrees on Christmas Day. Disney-style new arrivals include ugly sweater-themed apparel and headwear. Some popular holiday accessories return with all new twists. So,
I'm sorry, can we back up for like several minutes there? Did they say that there was a turkey and stuffing
tamale?
They did.
Yeah.
That's a Southern California sin.
Turkey and stuffing in a tamale. I don't know.
That's,
I think,
more Mexican fusion.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like, I think it's kind of cool. I think it's, you know, it's a lot of bread.
It could work.
Yeah. If they do it right, it could work. We got there really. So here's the thing about the DVC party. And this is the only thing I'll say about it. It was a disaster getting in. It took us an hour and a half to park. It took us it didn't take us 2 hours because we were able to get into the park without having to stand in line because we have passes. So for people that didn't have passes, it took them like up to 2 hours to get their wristbands to be able to get into the park. Wow. Like the thing started at 7. Some people were getting there like at 7 because that's what your invitation said to do. And they weren't getting in until like 9 o'clock.
Oh my gosh.
So the park closed at 9 o'clock. And we wanted to get in to get some, you know, holiday food and beverage and things like that. And so when we got in, and this is the one thing I always ride Disney about with these festivals, is that they never have enough food. So by the time we got in, like, I don't know, we got to the resort area at like 6. We didn't get in until 8:30.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was kind of a disaster, but we got in and it was great. And we were able to visit a few food booths. I wanted to get the tamale and stuff, chicken and stuffing tamale. But they were closed by the time I got over there. The other thing they have is weird. It's kind of a food, Southern California food scene, is they have one of the booths has a chickenless mole. So I don't know if you guys have ever had like Mexican mole, but it's basically chicken, you know, cooked in a crock pot with like a chocolate chili sauce.
Yeah. Like what did they just give you a sauce?
Yeah. It's just like, it's some sort of like a vegan vegetable dish. And I'm like, no. But no, we're not doing that. So
tofurkey.
Yeah. But I will have. I'll tell you what.
That is pretty Southern California.
Yeah.
I will get a chicken tamale. Tamale with chicken and stuffing.
Turkey.
Turkey. And I will freeze it and I will bring it here the next time and we will warm it up in my microwave and we'll
partake. That is not how you reheat a tamale.
Yeah, well, I don't have a
stove. Are you even Mexican?
Sometimes people question it.
Only on Sundays.
Only on Sundays. All right. So that is our holiday preview. Anybody else have any final thoughts on the holidays coming to the parks? I'm really excited. I love the holidays in the theme parks.
I'm really excited about Knott's Merry Farm. I love all of it. The shopping part of it. I love the food part of it. I will not be getting the cheesecake on a stick again. It's like extremely rich and really cold. So
I love cheese,
but the spiced wine is really good.
I just hope we don't do the whole make a gingerbread man thing with the kids again. Cause that's just a disaster every time. I'm always the one that has to do it with them. You always
is that the make the Miss Claus like?
That's
because
he makes
like,
the gingerbread mold yes. and get yeah. spiced wine.
Yeah. Nothing they ever
like it's perfect for like me. Trade.
Nothing they ever do in that Mrs. Claus like shack is ever good because no, they do the pies in there during the Boysenberry Festival and those are just those are terrible.
Those pies are really just boysenberry jam in a pie shell with whipped cream that you just paid $5 for.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then the cookie decorating one. There is no real decorating tool, so they can't make a good-looking cookie. So really, you just paid $5
for icing and a
and it's too much for your kid to even finish, and you got to carry around this mess.
It takes forever.
Yeah. All right, Erin, any thoughts on holidays?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited to go to Universal, and I'll also be going to Magic Mountain for their holiday.
Very cool.
Can you check out their tree toppers?
Yeah,
and if you see, it's going to be a gold gnome. With wings pinned to its back.
Yeah.
What exactly
just
is
get
that?
A picture
what
is of that? It. Okay, so in the fifth or sixth Harry Potter book, I forget which, a garden gnome bit Fred or George, so they got mad at it and they took it and they painted it. Used a charm to freeze it, the Protecto Totalis, and then they painted it gold and pinned angel wings to its back and put it on the tree, and it was a joke that Miss Weasley didn't even notice.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm actually, if that's the case, then they might, that'd be funny.
It's books only, though, so.
Oh, I see. And that's why I didn't know about it, because I watched
but that
the film.
If they're selling tree toppers, that would be the perfect one.
Yeah.
Well, I wish everybody a very happy holiday season.
Happy Thanksgiving to
happy
everybody.
Thanksgiving.
You guys, anybody want to? Talk about their Thanksgiving plans. Favorite things about Thanksgiving before we go?
We are actually eating at Mrs. Knott's Kitchen.
Oh, I saw
that. Are you doing the buffet? Are you doing my goodness.
On Thanksgiving, we have reservations
so
at 5 o'clock. So anybody wants
to
stop
by, I wanted
to
go to their breakfast.
I really wanted to do that, and I'm stuck cooking again this year.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Erin?
I'll be down in San Diego with my family.
What's that?
I'll be down in San Diego with my family.
Cool. You guys?
With Shamu?
Yeah, we'll be with John's side of the family.
All right. And I'll be at home cooking all day when I'm dreaming of Mrs. Knott's.
Making turkey that your wife won't eat?
Well, no, but yeah.
Chickenless mole.
Chickenless mole and chicken and stuffing tamales.
Wait, so that's where that's where the chicken that was supposed to go in the mole
went into the.
Yeah. Do you watch football?
I do watch football. I watch football all day. My wife is so excited that football season is finally coming to an end because we can watch something else on the weekends. So, but I watch. Yeah, we watch football. I mean, I enjoy the cooking part of it. This year, I'm going to Lucille's and getting like 3 pounds of sliced smoked turkey prepared.
Wow. Nice.
Because nobody in my family eats turkey. Like I found this out like 4 or 5 years ago. Like nobody actually likes turkey but me. So we're going to make a ham and we're going to go get the Lucille's smoked turkey and it's going to be
all for you.
It's going to be all for me.
And we'll have a play date at SeaWorld.
Yeah, we definitely we'll put that together. I'll bring it. We'll vlog it. It'll be great. Okay. You can connect with Vacationland online by visiting our website, vacationlandpodcast.com, our Facebook page, facebook.com/vacationlandpodcast, our Instagram, VL Podcast, Twitter at Vacationland Show, and our email, vacationlandpodcast@gmail.com. As always, if you're listening to us on iTunes or watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe, rate, and comment. I would thank all of our panelists for joining us today. Thank you, Brandis. Thank you, John. Thank you, Diane. And of course, thank you, Erin. On behalf of all of us, thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your stay in Vacationland. Happy Thanksgiving to you.